This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You bring up what you want, if you want. Otherwise, sit back and enjoy.
Klaatu Virata Niktu.
What's with all this foreign language? Sorry,
I believe it's Virata, not Virata. I misspoke.
Is that Latin?
I don't. It's from the Evil Dead movie. Those were the secret words he had to say to get the book back.
And I've only seen the third one. I actually never seen the first two.
Okay, well then you're not in on it.
I'm missing out.
But you said we could bring up anything we want, I just wanted to bring up those three words.
There you go. What I meant was you, the caller, can bring up anything you want.
You're looking right at me.
Obviously, we can too. But go to freetalklive.com, download archives. There's more stuff to do there as well. But if you want to join us on the air, call in toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Now, Danny in Charleston hung on through the news as I invited him to do so. He wanted to talk about what we were saying about police earlier. And Danny, can you go ahead and just recap the point that you were trying to make for our listeners that just started, tuned in?
Yes. When you guys were talking about the businesses rising up against the police and government, you were using words that kind of turned me a little bit like servants and masters, that they're bullies. And I just wanted to bring my opinion in that the police are people too. Now, people with power, there's going to be corrupted ones. Mm-hmm. But there's also good ones out there too. When you treat them all like they are, it creates additional conflict.
Now, I treat people as individuals, okay? So
yeah,
I understand.
Exactly. That's how you should.
I do.
But
if one of these, quote, good cops shows up at a business and tells that business that if they don't do X, Y, and Z, that they're going to put them out of business, are they being a good person?
Now, that's where we can draw a thin line, because they're just doing their job as well.
Does that make it okay?
Now that's the problem is that they're being mandated to do it.
So police have this thing called discretion.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a matter of whether they believe what they're doing.
So wait, are you saying that these cops are actually cowards, that they're going to hurt
I'm not saying they're afraid of losing their jobs? Some may be just enforcing, and some may just be doing their job. Some may be doing what they believe is right. But there's different people on every side of the line.
Mm-hmm. So if a cop,
especially now, where's the cop going to go if they lose their job? Though
there's all kinds of other jobs. Right around here in downtown Keene, there's now hiring signs up everywhere. They could get a job where they're actually helping people.
But I wanted to ask the caller if
Danny,
do you understand why police have the reputation that they do?
Yeah, they don't. Okay, I understand that, because there's a lot of police brutality in the news. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ill enforcement of their powers. Like, in a backwater state that I'm in, I've never really seen that. I can only go by what's on the news, and I'm not the kind of person.
It's not just about brutality.
Yeah, it's not just about that. It's because they are the agents of force. They have a monopoly on the initiation
of
violence.
And that's the main problem. They aren't treated like that.
Now, if the police wanted to right their reputation, and if they're such a tight brotherhood as they claim to be, it would be very easy.
They are in some places, yeah.
It would be very easy for them all to get together and go, okay, guess what? We're not going to enforce any laws that don't have a victim.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Cheer
like
them on.
New York,
and their reputation would instantly change.
What was that Danny said about New York? What?
Yeah, New York, the police were fighting back against Cuomo. They were like, we're not going to look in the windows of people's houses and be like, all right, 1, 2, 3, 4. There was cops denying those orders straight out in New York.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because that's what we were talking about earlier with discretion.
Yeah.
That's where a police officer can say to a politician, they can say, hey, you politicians, this law is wrong. This law hurts people.
Okay.
This law is unconstitutional, and they can refuse to enforce it. And they should refuse to enforce it. That's what you were saying, right, Captain?
Yes. Now, not every police officer is courageous enough to go against.
No, in fact, most of them are not. The supermajority of them are not courageous enough.
Yeah, and we should support the officers when they do.
And I have. If there's ever an instance where a police officer actually does the right thing, I will thank them for it, and I will let them know that I appreciate that sort of thing. Unfortunately, their job is generally to violate the rights of other human beings. I mean, but that's just the fact.
Back to my original point, though, because we did get off on a little bit of tangent there, and I agree with a lot of the stuff you guys say. But when we paint all the cops in such a negative light because of the ones that do that, I do believe that they should do exactly what you say and stand up against rules that they don't think is right or laws that they pass. But
when they don't.
People, not just you guys, there's tons of news outlets out there that would be like, police are evil. There's a lot of groups out there that believe the police are evil. Like in New York, I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but like, and I watch all these, sources like talking about cops are just here to do this. They're not here to protect the people. When people look at those types of news sources, I believe it implants a bit of negativity in the back of their heads, because every interaction I've ever had with a cop, who, regardless of who it is, they've been.
Call there. Yeah. I apologize about that, dude, but you can't say the F word on the radio. But it sounds like he had some negative interactions with some of the police, but ultimately they didn't crack his head against the pavement, so therefore, et cetera. Look, if there were good cops out there, of even a semi-small number of them, then, maybe they could actually go and arrest the bad cops, but they aren't in the majority of the police. The majority of the police do exactly what they're told to do. If they are secretly good at heart, well, they're going out there and they're doing bad things to people.
And the thing I want to point out to the caller, Danny, hopefully you're still listening, is what the police don't have is incentive to do the right thing.
That's right, yeah. Because they're a monopoly.
They have no incentive to do what's principled, to do the right thing at all. In fact, they have a negative incentive, and that is to just blindly enforce every law that they're aware of.
How else are they going to get a promotion? I mean, they got to appease their masters.
Right. So they have no incentive. Now, how would they get some incentive? Well, by not being a force for a monopoly on violence. That's how you get incentive. If they were an independent security agency that I could contract with to protect my property, or me and my neighbors get together to protect our neighborhood, and they did a poor job, well, we could go and hire a different agency to do that if they didn't live up to their contract or the standards that we wanted. But you can't do that with the police. You can't just fire them and hire a better agency to do a better job, because guess what? You can't.
Right. And it's the cops themselves that will come and throw you out of your home. If I decided, for instance, I'm not happy with what the Keene Police Department has done, or the Cheshire County Sheriff's, or the state police here in New Hampshire. If I said, I'm not happy with your service. I don't appreciate that you shot that man in the back over there, or whatever it was that, they did. And I'm just going to not pay for that portion of the property taxes that I have been issued. Well, after a couple of years, the city of Keene would, of course, they'd send notice after notice saying, hey, you owe us this money. Well, how did I come to owe you that money? Well, you bought a piece of property. Well, whatever. Anyway, right. I don't think that I legitimately owe them. The only reason I pay them is because I don't have another home that I can just go into when they steal this one, because that's what they're going to do. 2 years after the payment is in arrears, they put the tax auction up, or the tax sale. They take the house. On paper, basically, they go to an auction. They say, all right, who's going to bid the highest for this house? Okay, high bidder, you win. And then the high bidder pays off whatever the amount of property taxes were that were in arrears. They then transfer the title to that high bidder. And then I become a squatter in my own home legally, even though I'm the one who, paid for the home. I then am a squatter in my own home because I'm not there under a lease. And this new guy owns it. And he says, I want that person out of my house. And then the cops come. And they will then, if I don't leave on my own at that point, with them, with their guns, they will then use their guns and their tasers and whatever other tools they have to subject, me to them.
And physically remove you. And if you resist, they purport the authority to end your frickin' life.
They do. And they would. So that's a monopoly for you. That's the kind of service you get from a monopoly service provider. You either do what they say,
or else
they hurt you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for Cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, Free Talk Live. Open phones as always. Actually, I shouldn't say that because the phone lines are actually completely full.
Phones are packed.
But generally, it's open phones here. Up until the last few moments, we had open phones, and now you're there, or maybe you're there. If you are there, we will hopefully get you on the air with us. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the Captain.
And again, don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can also join us in real life at ForkFest 2021. Mark your calendar now.
Come party with us.
For June 28th through July 4th, because fact is, you probably won't be partying anywhere else. Very little chance of any parties going on.
Seems to be the likeliest of occurrences.
For the foreseeable future, because they're saying that, even though you get a vaccine, you still got to socially distance, you still got to wear a mask, you still got to do what we say. It's ridiculous. So, if you're sick of all that crap, come on up to ForkFest.
Yes.
You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. It happens at a wonderful campground where they just didn't care about any of those nonsensical rules for the most part. They put up like a plexiglass shield and they didn't do much else in the office. Go to forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party, June 28th through July 4th. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival. So if you don't want to hang out with libertarians, you shouldn't come. But if you think you like the ideas of freedom, you're going to have a great time at ForkFest. It's going to be a wonderful group of people. It was great this year. It's going to be great next year, I suspect. June 28th through July 4th, 2021, forkfest.party. And you can register your hotel or your motel room. They've got camping sites for RVs and just sort of normal tent camping as well. So
they have a couple of, I don't know what you'd call them, cottages, I guess.
Yeah, they do have like four, I think.
Yeah, a handful.
Three or four. And there's also park models. So if you want to like stay for longer, you could stay there for the whole summer if you want to.
Yeah.
Any excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire, you should totally do it. ForkFest.party. We go to more of your calls and thoughts. Ben is on the line in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, hey, fellas. What's happening?
What's up?
I've talked to you a few times in the past, a couple of months, about a few things.
Okay. Here you are
I think
again.
I told you about our livability court here.
Oh, yeah. What did they do at the livability court? I forget what they did there. What, tell me that.
Remember, that's for that's the fake court for everything that it's the fake court for made-up laws for livability issues such as cutting your grass.
Oh, right. Those guys. Okay.
Trash can.
Well, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I was calling specifically, man, because I am so sick, and forgive me for the rant, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this.
We like rants. Just don't say the F word, and you'll be fine. Go ahead.
Right.
What S-word?
I'm so sick of people referring to frontline people and cops as heroes.
Oh, you know what you can do about that? You know what you can do about that? You can just go ahead and go up to the H of heroes and sort of turn it to the side and get yourself a Sharpie, turn it into a Z, so the heroes become zeros.
That's not very nice, Captain. I mean, they are people.
Well, listen, no, and you're right. They are people, man. But all through the pandemic, when I'm locked in my house, I hear about, and I see signs in people's yards thanking so much, you know, for helping these first responders and this and that. And the police, you know, in some cases they put their lives on the line, but these are all personal choices, man. I make a personal choice every morning to expose myself to whatever the world is going to throw at me.
Yep.
And the police are there to write a story about it after the fact.
Most of the time,
if anything, I think the citizens are the heroes and the police are there to assist us heroes.
Well, I will say this. I mean, I definitely understand where you're coming from, and I tend to agree with you, right? Like, just because you're a doctor, just because you're a government bureaucrat or a police officer, doesn't by default make you a hero.
Oh, but they want to believe that.
It makes you somebody with a job to do. Now, maybe you've taken a particular job that does have an extra level of risk, but, like, you know, you kind of knew that getting into it to some extent.
This guy in Brooklyn with keeping his restaurant open and defying the mandates, he's a hero.
Yes.
This other story we probably won't get to for this guy in Port Orchard, he's a hero because he's keeping his restaurant open despite the mandates.
Against all kinds of adversity, right?
Yes.
And I get to listen to my mayor, you know, and my city council, they're still meeting through Zoom, right? They haven't seen each other since the beginning of the pandemic.
Right.
So I get to see the mayor and the city councilman refer to the director of livability
is like an unelected person. They just appoint him to this position of power as a hero. And as he's the guy who writes mass tickets. He's the guy who basically has targeted our entire industry. There's people in my industry that have gotten up to 4 mass tickets. And how in the world that is statistically possible with the amount of people here, I have no idea.
A hero is somebody who has to rise. A hero is somebody who has to rise above the norm. Okay, and so if you're a cop, I get that some people just want to say cops all heroes. No. Mm-hmm. No, you're not a hero if you pull somebody over for doing 10 miles over the speed limit and you walk up to their window and write them a ticket. That's not heroism. You didn't put your life might have been on the line if the guy was a mass murderer and he shoots you or something like that. I mean, but the risk of that happening is near to zero.
There's this farcical commercial running in the state of Vermont that says the following. Vermont police write tickets to save lives. That verbatim.
What a lie. Yeah. They write tickets to get generate revenue,
right.
And that's it. So to be a hero, you have to be, as dictionary.com points out here, extraordinarily bold, altruistic, determined,
right.
etc. So, if you're a cop and you go in and you actually save somebody from, a hostage situation,
right.
You save their life, okay. Heroic.
Or if you're the firefighter who
right.
risks his own life right. running into a burning building to save the baby or whatever,
but
right? That's a hero.
But if you're the cop who shows up first on the scene at a school shooting and you cower outside behind a tree or a dumpster while you wait for your backup
exactly.
to show up, you're not a
just
hero.
Okay?
You don't get
right.
to just be called a hero because you got a paycheck as a cop. You have to do something that's extraordinary.
Correct. And I'm not trying to beat up on the healthcare profession at all, and I do appreciate what they do,
oh, yeah.
but that's also a choice that they have made, and
yeah.
they're rewarded handsomely
oh, yeah.
for that.
Oh, the best example I saw of this was a meme online of, they showed a healthcare, a nurse, they showed a picture of her looking all pretty or whatever, sort of normal, whatever, makeup, et cetera, and then they showed a picture of her after one of these days in the COVID, lab or whatever, and she's all, torn up looking, and it's been
yeah.
a rough day, right? And then the comment was, yeah, that's not heroic. There's been a zillion entrepreneurs who look like that, after a rough day at work. I mean, a ton of people who actually work have a tough day at work pretty often. Go try working at a convenience store. Those people aren't being told that they're heroes.
The underlying theme is that it's all our fault for keeping this going.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
keeping this virus going.
Right. Hey, if you didn't want to have stress, maybe you shouldn't have been a nurse.
There's a pro-mask meme where it shows a nurse and she looks tired. She goes, please mask up because I'm so tired.
It's ridiculous. Hey, thank you, Ben. Appreciate the call tonight. Your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. 855-450 free here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy to use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is calling on Georgia's governor and secretary of state to further investigate allegations of voter fraud in their state. The president tweeted Saturday asking why Governor Brian Kemp hasn't called for a signature verification for absentee ballots. Congressman Jody Heiss says the president isn't the only one who wants to see activity from the state's elected leaders on this matter. He tells Newsmax TV that he's had plenty of constituents express their concern over the allegations of voter fraud.
There's no question. The president's he's deeply concerned.
and disturbed with the inactivity of the state leaders to address apparent voter fraud in the state. And I must say, Rob, that the president's not the only one. I have been inundated. I spoke just a little while ago at a different rally taking place in another part of the state. People are deeply concerned. They're upset.
This is USA Radio News. Doctors in Connecticut are asking for tighter coronavirus restrictions as healthcare systems are being overwhelmed by patients. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Doctors in Connecticut asked their governor, Ned Lamont, to shut down indoor dining and gyms to stop the spread of the coronavirus. That letter was spearheaded by Dr. Luke Davis, a critical care physician at Yale New Haven Hospital. He told CBS News that he and other hospital staff are getting tired.
It's very difficult disease, and the thing that makes the biggest difference is just not having the hospitals be overloaded, having enough staff to take care of people.
Nearly 700 people signed an online version of the letter.
And Japan's space agency says it has found a capsule full of samples from an asteroid that its probe Hayabusa 2 sent back to Earth. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency said it had spotted the capsule as it landed in a remote area of southern Australia, and an operation to retrieve it is underway. The agency says that they hope the samples gathered from the asteroid Ryugu will offer clues about how our solar system formed. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You just have to dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, but those phones are loaded up, so if you would like, you can connect with us on our chat server. Just go to chat.lrn.fm. There, it's pretty easy to connect with us that way. You can get the instructions there at chat.lrn.fm. And other Free Talk Live listeners, they are in there, and there's a variety of different rooms of a variety of different subjects. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
We go back to your phone calls and your thoughts. First up, he's Terry, calling us from Ocean Shores, Washington, listening to KBKW. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind, Terry?
Hey, I'm kind of conflicted, and I kind of need your guys' input on this.
All right.
My oldest son is armed private security in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Handling, you know, the situations that are happening down there. He graduated, he paid his way through college to get a law enforcement and criminal justice degree, double majors.
Mm-hmm.
I consider him a hero, simply because of everything that he's done as the child of a single parent and everything he's had to accomplish. But you know, you guys kind of touched on the basis of the private security thing earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd kind of be interested in knowing what your input is, you know, on that, and what your opinion would be on a I guess a
What is the conundrum? I'm not clear.
You know, pointing out the things with the police, okay, and what they've got to deal with, or what they're dealing with, and what they have to do, all the way around.
Okay, let me just ask you a question, because I thought I heard you say that your son works for a private security force. Is that correct?
Yes, okay. He does.
All right. So yes, I get that as his father that you would, you know, view him as a hero to you for accomplishing the things that he's done, and that's great that a father would have that view of his son. But we were talking off the air in the break here that one of the qualities, I think, that you know, has to be in place for somebody to be considered a hero is risking their own life to save something, whether it's, you know, property or another person or an animal, something like that, that has to be involved. So
I don't think you get to be a hero just because you graduated a, you know, class.
Right.
No, you're absolutely right. And in my opinion, every time he goes out and works at night as a private armed security specialist, high-end security specialist, that's what he's doing. He's putting his life on the line. It wouldn't be that much different than I was a special forces operator.
Okay.
And what my oldest boy is doing is not that much different than what I was doing.
What's the conundrum? I'm still not clear. Can you clear that up for me? You said you had some sort of conundrum. Can you summarize that?
You're going back and forth between whether or not law enforcement are heroes or it's private security or...
We didn't go back and forth.
Where is the line on? Do you guys just revere... I mean, is it private security forces? Is it, you know, I mean...
We revere those who act on a voluntary basis. So if you are somebody who is doing business by consent, like private security does, you hire them for a task, and if they don't do a good job, you can get rid of them and hire a different company or form your own company or whatever. Whereas the police are not voluntary. They are using the threat of violence to dominate people, and that's not okay. That's the clear line. Is it voluntary? Is it consensual?
Blanket statement, really?
Huh?
That's your blanket statement that police are there just to enforce, you know, by force and that's it.
That's what they do. I mean, there are some times where they will go after a real bad guy, and I will thank them, you know, when they go after a real bad guy, but by and large their job is revenue collection for the government. They're writing tickets. They're harassing peaceful people. They're arresting teenagers and college students for possession of a glass of beer or, you know, some other drug or whatever. I mean,
harassing business owners for not complying
right.
with mask mandates.
Now threatening to destroy business owners' lives over some arbitrary so-called orders written by a man or a woman sitting in an office somewhere. I mean, these people are tools.
So just to you know, make sure I say this, I applaud your son for being in the private security profession.
Yeah, good for him.
Because that is a voluntary, consensual relationship.
Right.
He has a, you know, we'll call it a certain set of skills.
He's
no pun
really
intended.
Serving somebody.
He's actually serving somebody, and whoever he contracts with, if they don't like the work that he did, they can request somebody else or perhaps go hire a different company. So he has incentive to do the right thing, particularly where his contract is concerned.
Not only that, but he has incentive to actually be exceedingly better than the competition. Otherwise, he'll lose contracts
so
and things like that.
I personally much rather your son be in the position that he's in than be a member of law enforcement.
I think it's great. Terry, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Ken. He's gone from Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, listening to WEEO-FM. Go ahead, Ken.
WEEO.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, Ken. You're on the air.
Okay. What I want to talk about is Barack Obama was born in Kenya. He's not an American citizen and should have never, ever been on the ballot.
What year is it?
It's 2020.
I know that.
Would it have really mattered if it were Joe Biden who were the president for 8 years instead?
I don't know.
I'll tell you right now, it wouldn't have made a damn bit of difference. I mean, Barack Obama was basically George Bush the third, and Joe Biden is going to be George Bush the fourth or Barack Obama the second. I mean, these people are all the same. So if all of a sudden, you know, if your political fantasy had come true and, you know, 2 years into the Obama administration, somebody had been like, wait a minute, he didn't get on the ballot legally. Take that man out of office. Well, then you'd have just had Joe Biden in office, and it would have changed absolutely nothing. So there's so much ado that has been made over this, oh, he was born in Kenya, that as though it matters. You know? It's ridiculous.
They're all the same, another empty suit with a different name.
Yeah, they're all a bunch of thugs who want to tell you how to live your life. One of them's no different than the other.
Oh, I agree.
So what's the point of the call?
Well,
okay.
How would you like President Pelosi?
I don't want any president, dude.
Yeah, I'd rather be the president of myself.
Right.
Thank
Why does
much.
Anybody want a president? What do they do for you?
That's a good question.
Indeed. Thank you, Ken. You can think about that. I appreciate the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. They don't do anything for you. None of them. Not the congresspeople, not the senators, not the presidents, not the lower-level bureaucrats, not the state government goons. None of these people. Unless you're politically connected.
Right.
Unless you're laying money down to get favors, they don't do jack diddly for you.
And people continuously treat them as if they're celebrities.
They're sick. It's sick. These people are violent. Well, they themselves aren't violent. They have other people. They have the police to do their violence for them.
Yeah, they're too good to get their hands dirty.
They're psychopaths.
Cowards.
They're sociopaths. They're sickos. And yet people respect them. People look to them as though they're worthy of even, like, talking about. And they're despicable. And all they do is they feed off of you.
That's it.
If you're a productive person, they tax you. And then they live large on you.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large,
or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Well, Vince Germain, but enough time for you if you call now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, join us online at freetalklive.com. We do also have an email list to which you can subscribe easily by going to freetalklive.com.
Again, what year is it?
Hey, man. Emails are still reliable.
No, I'm with you, but like, wow. Bringing up the old stuff.
Yeah. You know, oldies are goodies in certain circumstances. And this one, it works. So if you want to get the latest on what's going on with Free Talk Live, when I feel like sending it to you, you can go. I used to say weekly. Now it's like, yeah, whatever.
Don't get me wrong. I am on the list. So like, I get the emails when you send them.
So go to freetalklive.com. Scroll all the way down the page. And you'll find it. It's pretty much at the bottom of every page of the website over at freetalklive.com, the email sign up. Let's go to Steve. He's in Connecticut. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Hey. Hey, Ian. Hey, Captain. Steve, you're a political refugee from Connecticut.
Hold on, man, Steve.
Hey, I'm still reeling on that Kenya call, but I was calling to talk about the police and how, you know, if you make the police almost like a public utility, you buy it as you need it.
You know, say what you want about the police, but they were a pretty good band.
Mm.
I'd pay more for Sting than Stuart Copeland.
Hell yeah.
But you would almost make it like AAA. You know, at the beginning of the year, if you don't need the police to show up at your house, you don't pay it. But if you get a flat tire, you need the police.
Why can't you just subscribe to a service like you do with, you know, your car insurance to
That's what he was talking about, AAA. Oh. He was saying the cops should be like AAA.
Oh, I thought he was saying make them a public utility.
Well, you know, it's somewhere in between public utility and AAA, but you make it privatized where, you know, it's almost like a restaurant. Hey, I like this restaurant. I'm going to go to that restaurant.
So what you do, is you take it to the next level. Instead of just having one service provider, you can have more than one, and you don't prohibit other people from offering services in the same way. So, like, right now, if we went out there, and we wouldn't do this because we're not experts in the field, but if we went out and started up our own protection service,
it might be funny if we did.
The cops would determine we are a competing gang, and they would take us down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they don't like competition.
Yeah. So, but interestingly, if you looked at the Detroit. There's the Threat Management Center, I believe is the name of the organization there. So Detroit, of course, as you probably know, things are pretty bad in most of, you know, the city, or a good chunk of the city there. And some of the cops, the government cops, have actually, like, backed out. And there's certain areas they just won't even go to. If you call them, they're not coming. And some of their bureaus or whatever, their departments, they don't even have nighttime hours. So, right. If, like, you've got a crime to report, you got to wait till the next day. So the marketplace has sort sort of been filling in the gaps there with, like, the Threat Management Center, or Threat Defense Center, I forget which.
I think it's TMC.
TMC, yeah. Threat Management Center, where you can actually hire these private security guys to come in to, you know, if you just want them to drive around the neighborhood and, you know, once an hour or once every 3 hours or whatever, or if you want 24-hour protection, they, you know, somebody that's there with you all the time. So they've got the whole, you know, the whole range of different services that people can hire them to do. They'll even train you on how to use weapons and, you know, self-defense tactics. Yeah. So, you know, having those things would be really nice, wouldn't they?
Right. So you could have, all right, for $100 a year, I have a basic direct line phone call to that security department.
Mm-hmm.
But if I need a 911 call to them, it may cost me $500 for them to show up.
Right.
So you scale it to how much you use. If I happen to have a lot of firearms in my house and I can protect myself, well, so be it. I don't need the protection. But there has to be something, you know, there must be something like, you know, with public roads, there has to be some type of, you know, to scale back. I mean, I live in Connecticut where we have two resident troopers, just state troopers, that patrol the entire town. We have 7,000 people.
Yeah.
So I don't know why a town like Winchester, who has, you know, there's 4,000 people, they've got 8 cops.
Wow.
Like, why do they need that?
Wow.
Why?
Well, Winchester, you're talking about New Hampshire. It is sort of known around here as one of the more corrupt towns, so that's probably why. The good old boys are everywhere, though. So everybody always says, oh, our town's cops are the worst. Well, that's because you live there, and you know how bad they are. But it turns out there's a lot of them everywhere. Steve, thanks for calling tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, as always. Let's talk to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in to the David Olson Show.
Welcome.
I'm really depressed because, like, Raul Torres, the Bernalillo County, New Mexico DA, keeps surrendering to me 3 out of 4 times. So, yeah. So it's really depressing.
Shouldn't you feel victorious about that?
Well, I do for a minute, and then I realize I'm slowly getting fewer and fewer fights to fight against the state of New Mexico. The corrupt bastard.
See, now that would make me feel good. I don't like fighting these people. I would rather be left alone.
Well, I don't like it either. But you know, you kind of turn into a little bit of an adrenaline junkie when bullies keep attacking you unlawfully. It really you get a shot of adrenaline like I'm getting right now.
You know what you could do?
Fight.
You know what you could do, David? You could start a talk show.
I think he just said he did. David Olson Show.
I got one, man. You're listening to it right now.
Oh, I'm on it. Oh, wow.
We're sampling his show here.
Hey, I know you. You're tonight's musical guest, L. Captain Kickass. LordCaptainKickass.com.
All right. Good call. Yeah. Thank you, David.
It's
I appreciate it, man.
LordKickass.com.
Yeah, LordKickass.com. Hey, yeah, and check out Captain Kickass's latest track that he worked very hard on all year long.
It's called Wear the Face Diaper.
Yeah, and it's available now for playback or download at LordKickass.com. Robert is in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I just wanted to ask again. Now, you think that, for example, we don't need a president of the United States to speak in a name?
I don't think we need a United States.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but you know, my grandfather once said to me that the government is a necessary evil. So don't forget both of them.
The evil's not necessary.
Yeah, evil is never necessary.
Well, evil is not necessary. That's true. But on the other hand, there are certain times.
Well, then your grandfather was wrong.
Well, no. I don't mean it. You know what I mean.
No, I don't. I find you very confusing, actually.
Okay, let me try to explain. You've got to have somebody to basically head the country and to explain.
No, we don't. Just because you say so doesn't mean we do.
All right, what about to speak for the country under certain circumstances?
The country cannot be spoken for. The country is just a concept. There are individuals within this plot of land, and they all disagree on stuff. So there's no one who can speak for you and me. You and I don't agree on things. So there's no one who can represent us.
I prefer to speak for myself at all times.
All right.
There's no reason I can't represent myself in all matters.
Right.
What happens if a foreign country declares war on us? Now,
I don't care. We'll fight them off.
Okay, you know how fast the Chinese. I'm not going to say any country in particular. Do you know how fast our adversaries will be in here?
That's everybody a lie. You know what? That's such BS, Robert. It's such fear-mongering nonsense. And the reason why, look, there's plenty of tiny, tiny, tiny little countries out there all around the planet. There's actually a neat little graphic where you can see the landmass of each country
with barely any government at all.
Yeah, and they don't need the world's largest military to protect them, okay? Because China isn't invading most of the countries on the planet. And not only are we, like, far away, but also we're their best customer, number one, so you don't want to kill the golden goose. But number two, we also are armed to the teeth, at least in a lot of states.
Yes.
Maybe not so much in California.
Compared to any other, whatever, quote, country, unquote.
But yeah, there's the old apocryphal quote from Admiral Yamamoto that said, you know, the reason the Japanese didn't invade the American mainland was because there'd be a rifle behind every blade of grass.
Yes.
And there's some truth to that concept.
Well, yeah, look at Afghanistan. How many empires have tried to take over that place.
And died there.
And died there. They go there to die. They're called the Empire Killers for a reason, and that's because they can't deal with everybody being armed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not possible.
And it's hard to invade a place generally, right? Because now you're going up against defensive tactics, right? And if you're really worried about it, then buy a tank. Okay, get together with your neighbors, form a defense fund or whatever, and or hire private companies like we were just talking about with private security. The whole idea that you have to have some government monopoly to provide you with defense. I came up against this the other day. I was at some rally. I forget which one.
Yeah.
There was some right wing. Oh, it's the governor's house. We were at the governor's house.
Yeah.
And I was passing out my secession flyers, and I came across one lady who said she'd already gotten one, because I've been to a few different events, and she'd gotten one before, and so I said, well, what'd you think of it? And she says, well, I like, you know, kind of where you're coming from, but... And then the thing about the military came up, because, oh, you can't have a conservative without their love of the military, right? And so, you know, these people believe that no matter how bad the government gang is... They hate Joe Biden, they, you know, all these things they don't like about it. They still love themselves a centralized, one-size-fits-all, tremendously expensive, multi-trillion-dollar military, as though it's going to do something to save them. And the reality is we could protect ourselves. We would be fine, just like most of the rest of the world is fine.
Right.
Thank you for the call tonight, Robert. I appreciate it. Check out LordKickass.com for more of Captain Kickass.
Hey, thanks, man.
And he'll be back tomorrow night, actually,
with
the Sunday night show. And in the meantime, you can join us online over at FreeTalkLive.com. Don't forget to hop on our chat server. It's there 24 hours a day. I almost said 27 hours a day. You can do that at chat.lrn.fm. Have a great weekend.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dinovite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dinovite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dinovite, I took the advice from Dinovite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.